Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Larry Lamonts, where you always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in. Sheesh, so glad to have you with us tonight. We're dealing with an important issue that most Americans want to poo-poo off, including the leadership. That's Biden and Trump also. And that is the fiasco and problem that's happening in Haiti, right at our doorsteps. We're talking about what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening over in Israel and Gaza, what's happening in Russia, what's happening in Korea, but we have forgotten what's happening in our own hemisphere and allow anything to go on. And now we hear that the Kenyans are talking about moving in to Haiti and helping Mr. Barbecue to run the place, which means we know how corrupt the Kenyan government is. They know it. Everybody know it. That's the first thing they say, is the corruption in the government. How violent the Kenyan police department is to his people. You see how they beat the people in the street, assassinate and kill people in the street, throw them in trucks and just drive off. Nothing happened to them. You don't see black people flocking to Kenya for vacations or educational programs or cultural trips to go back to the motherland. Africa is in dire straits, and we're going to have that on our doorsteps. They're to try to transfer that over to the United States, to Los Angeles and Chicago and Detroit, where there are other brown-skinned people and black-skinned people. They're not going to go to the white folks. Usually the white folks probably is going to lead them. If you watch gang movies and dope movies, it's always Mr. Big is usually a white man. Sometimes it's not. Maybe Asian or whatever, but you better believe it ain't gonna be Mr. Barbecue. And sheesh. Goose is cooked. We have made no attempt. You know, you're not hearing any topics where I'm now trying to tell you about our shores, how to protect them from Biden, Trump, Kennedy, anybody else out there, Pence. No one cares. They just had an assassination for president but a couple of years or so ago. Very, very dire straits when you kill the head man in the country and get away with it with a grin on their face. We don't want death and destruction on our doorsteps from Mr. Barbecue and from the Kenyans and from probably going to get help from Putin and Kim and Xi. They all will be pouring money into Haiti, not for a humanitarian means, but to overthrow the United States government. That means black and brown folks over here too. Your goose is cooked. If you look at Haiti, Haiti is a country that most days, occasions, when is something like this not going on or a storm hit it and they need help, it's a peaceful people. You don't hear anybody traveling to Haiti talk about their being kidnapped or being beat up, usually, or being murdered or raped, as you do in the Virgin Islands or in the Bahamas. That's a daily occurrence there, and they tell you, watch yourself, watch your back. You might as well not even get off the cruise ship that some of those ports are called, because it's run over and affected by gangs. And I don't know about the gangism in Haiti, but we do know gangism is rampant in Africa. First of all, you got a continent with over 400 tribes. And everybody think their tribe is numero uno. And they should, in a way. But in thinking that their cultural aspect and their way of living is what they want to do, they don't have to force it on anybody else. So you should have 400 ways of granny making biscuits, maybe making soup. Sheesh. Situations, maybe the language is different. The religious culture is different. You look at both aspects, they are highly Catholic for the Pope not to even be involved in this. For Biden and Secretary Blinken not saying a word about Haiti and protecting these people, that's been the first thing on my mind. I know we're sending troops there, but we supposedly are sending troops to protect our embassy, our property, which is good. But I would send enough for them to know not to F with me, us. There will be enough troops, there will be enough ships and harbors and so forth. You know, you don't want to screw with Mr. Larry. And sheesh. Or President Larry. They don't have that knowledge of military leadership or diplomacy. Biden and Blinken going for years talking about diplomacy in the Ukraine. And we haven't heard one bit about any peace meetings. The same thing in Gaza and Israel. They do whatever they want to do. Run rampant. And now they have almost totally destroyed a people, a peaceful people. The majority of people in Palestine are peaceful. They don't know how to make a bomb. And they sure ain't not going to strap a bomb to their behind just to blow up a Jewish religious building or a cultural building or whatever. Those who you can call the nutcases, as Mr. Barbecue is and others, and I'll let him know, if you're stupid enough to let somebody call you barbecue, they might as well call you neck bones, pig feet Joe. You know, our folk, black folks, think that's kind of funny to be called a nickname, butter beans. I had a white guy who called himself, he liked me, a farmer here. He used to call me Whistle Dick. I don't know where Whistle Dick come from, and that tickled him. I tried to find out from him, why am I Whistle Dick? I didn't know nothing about him, but I was famous enough that he knew me. I'd be walking home from work, and he stopped and picked me up. That's how I found out about him. And the black folks around there, they worked on his farm. So they're telling him about Whistle Dick. And I let him know I didn't appreciate it. You know, he may be friendly and so forth. He called another guy Cowboy because of his hat. He, you know Cowboy? I said, no, I don't know nobody named Cowboy. And I knew the guy he was talking about, blind gentleman that wore a cap, but I didn't know him by that name. I knew him by his Christian name, his given name. we in the black folks community didn't call him cowboy. And I found out who he was talking about. I said, oh, okay, you're talking about, so, yeah, that's his name. Well, I look at these people that call themselves auntie and uncles still, like the colonists used to do, and had them call them auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa. Like daddy used to say, the white man didn't care if you was 10 years old or 10 minutes old. He was grandpa. You know, they got a black, beautiful young actress on television. And when she gets through, she's talking about, listen to your auntie. Whose auntie is she? You mean as young and beautiful, as sexy as you are, you calling yourself an auntie? Is that cute? It really is not cute in mixed company. Pardon me. And sheesh. So here we are in dire straits. On the ass end of assassination of a leader of a country. We made a big production number of how we grieving and we're going to send somebody to secure the place and didn't secure anything. We gave no programming. All the money that we give to the Ukraine for defense, and we should, for to protect themselves, all the money we give to the Jews to defend themselves, and we should have been giving money to Haiti. Not necessarily for a defense fund, but for a police academy to teach them how to be policemen. A teacher's college to teach them how to educate. Medical school to teach them how to heal. All the other things, the partying and the banquets and so forth that the diplomats and so forth do with champagne and caviar. You need to teach them hospitality, how to serve, how to run a hotel and a casino. Sheesh. That was the good thing about President Obama. President Obama opened the doors in Cuba with Fidel and Raul Castro. And the white man hated him so because he was cavorting with those evil little brown-skinned people who you don't hear anything about problems in Cuba. No matter how deprived they are, the people walk down the street, look like they're happy, gay, nobody snatching purses, nobody shooting up other people on the public transvias, just like they did in the subway, where the guy shot up and got over there. First of all, they said allegedly he didn't pay his fee, walked on, scrattled on like he's missed the it, and went in and I don't know, started running his mouth or so he got to fighting, and they got to shooting and said the woman got to stabbing. Allegedly, and got his own gun taken from him and shot with. Now he's in dire straits. You don't hear about that in Cuba. You don't hear about that in Haiti. But you're going to. Just like we sat back and allowed them to take over Liberia in Africa. Liberia was a nation that was founded by black Americans. White folks wanted us to leave here. And we went there and we were doing pretty good until they got greedy just like the white leaders and men got greedy. I remember Adam Clayton Powell years ago, Congressman Powell in New York, and he was saying when they were investigating him, congressional committees for oversight and corruption and scandals, well, a white man is doing it. And I say to myself, so if a white man does it to the white man, do you think that you as a black man supposed to do it to a black man? And I'm just a kid. That was something that put in my mind that I wanted to be a good politician, a good public servant, somebody that would be happy with his salary. I knew what it paid when I got into the game. So, you know, I can make it work or going to at least give it a good try. I'm not going to do like a Fannie Willis prosecutor who I think is dead wrong as a black female prosecutor and her boyfriend allegedly. Now they say an ex who resigned today. I think the judge, the white judge, had every right what he said. I would have said the same thing. Why would you start going with people in your office there? And I think he was married already. I know you're grown. You do what you want to do. You're grown behind women. But the improprieties of how you act and people perceive you as whether you're honest or whether you are somebody that need to have one eye kept on you at all time. Like those say, keep your enemies close, you know, your friends closer. Keep your friends closer, your enemies closer, whichever way you want to say it. That means don't trust either of them. So get back to Haiti. All of humanitarian programs that could have been run in Haiti, and not necessarily all by black people or brown people, not all necessarily Americans. You got people from all over the world go there for a tourist attraction, and usually there for illegal, many of them for illegal purposes, as they have done, as they call it the sex tour. These are people that have no other way to make money because there's no factories there. You talk about Haiti, you can't say one product that Haiti produces, whether it's cars, whether it's washing machines, sewing machines, air conditioners, nothing. Many of the people walking around barefoot. But they're happy. They're not attacking anybody. But if you look at Kenya, they fight in the street all the time. Got dirty, rusty machetes hacking at each other. Do we want that to be in Haiti at our doorsteps? I'm pretty sure that after this show, Biden is going to step up his game. And it takes more than having security guards guarding your embassy, because that's what you got soldiers doing. You know, the people need protection. Maybe you should have them with the government blessings in the street. If you had that before, you wouldn't have the problem now. But you dilly-dallied along. You didn't give a damn about these brown-skinned brothers. That's why I say brothers and brothers. I think if they had allowed President Obama to continue what he was doing, he would have had Cuba wide open up. And so Haiti, I think he would have moved into probably Haiti in 8 years time. When I say moved in, I mean made that a focal point of his diplomatic eye for a few months. Started humanitarian programs, starting exchange programs, maybe with students, maybe with executives. That's how you run a country. You know, people look at me, I just see right now on Netflix, and I got to watch it. It's on now, the story of Shirley Chisholm. Well, I'm the reason why Shirley Chisholm decided to run. People don't know that. So when they were talking about doing that made-for-TV movie, I said, well, who's going to play me? It's a good question. Because if I prompted her to run, shouldn't I not be in the film? Mashish. You got Dr. King, Malcolm X, and all these other folks in it, and folks that you, Pork Chop Joe, you never heard of. But she mentioned me. When I announced my candidacy for the presidency, before she did, less than a week later, she announced hers. And she mentioned me. She said I had to moved a little too fast. I'm trying to go too fast for myself because technically I wasn't old enough. I knew that. Everybody around the world knew it. The story went around the world. They read the story. A letter to mine all over the world. They sent me press clippings from countries. I couldn't even read the article, but I saw the photo accompanying it. My photo. The same one that was in the local papers when they wanted to cover me before they thought, well, he's Sambo. We can make fun of him. We can have him there and get a good laugh out of him. When he got down and say, well, this guy is dangerous because it's like Vernon. He knows how to read. He not only knows how to read, he knows how to write. He not only knows how to read or write, he knows how to think. And not only think, he thinks critically. He's thinking better than any of us. And this city and this county moved because he was giving us the suggestions to do. Never held an elected office. But the leaders wanted to have his opinion on things, including the United States congressman, including the head people in the state government, in the Senate, and in the House, Ashish, the governor. They all wanted to know from the young boy, what would you do? And I told you how it came back that Congressman Hutchinson, who was in charge of the Judiciary Committee for the Republicans, wanted to know my opinions on the impeachment of Richard Nixon. That's why Richard Nixon was impeached. If he hadn't left. Because when I got through talking to Congressman Hutchinson and others, they said, we agree with you. It can be no other way. He has to go one way or the other. Ashish. And so a man like this doesn't even get honorable mention in the Shirley Chisholm story because you think it's going to mess up the Shirley Chisholm story. As you talk about podcasting and you talk about what's happening with the internet, you don't want to put Larry Lamont's on it, even though I'm the man that started it. Gave the name social media, social media. Gave you LOL and all this other stuff. WTF. Ashish. SMH. People thought it was scratching my head. No, it's shaking my head. That's what it started. I remember years ago, it was even a black site, dating site. And I went on it to see about being with other black people. Won't name it. But the leader or the proprietor of that site was being asked by white men if he wasn't the one who led AOL's black chat. Now, we all know who did that. Ran the black chat rooms. It was Larry Lamont's. Everybody in that room, people right now still can tell you who ran that show. People bought computers and rented computers from rental stores at an exorbitant price simply to talk to Larry Lamont. Say, I wanted to see if you were for real. And if you said sheesh after everything that you did. Sheesh. So if you do a story on the internet, and I'm talking to Steve Case, directly in his office, president of AOL, and got the ball started when it was about to fold up. If they do the AOL story, do you not think they should not have Larry Lamont involved in it? When they talk about podcasting, they should not have Larry Lamont involved in it? Or is the same thing with Shirley Chisholm? So I come by it honestly. That's why I was telling you the other day about the young woman whose boyfriend took some other girl to Applebee's and took her to Popeye's or somewhere, and she's pissed. So the white man wants to make her the head person, Ashish, that you talk to. And so they come knocking on her door. She don't even have to go seek them out. I told you yesterday that you needed three references. I wonder if she had three references when she got to representation. What did she say she could do for them? Hell, I could do a hell of a lot. I would tear down an audience listening to me. I'm an award-winning public speaker in the state of Michigan, in the school system. They asked me to narrate programs because they say you got such a beautiful voice, but they never want to hire me for a radio program or for a television program because I'm a black man who ain't afraid of a white man. If I was an Uncle Tom, you know, they got one locally here. The white man's been on there for, I think, 40 years. He just retired a week or so ago. Now, this black man should have moved into that program as anchor. They brought a white man in to take over his job. See, they could never do that to me. They know that if they hired me, they weren't going to play me that way. And now they got a commercial with this white man, the new white anchor, with this black man and white woman he's with on their news program. And they come out and say, come on, you ready? Let's go. So he lead the way and the Negro got to follow him. Look like the Negro mix. He's got to follow him. Now he made himself look like an ass. I've been saying it all along with unions. I was saying it all along with the hiring. They do those things to people if you allow them to do it to you. Me, I speak up. I know I'm not going to be put in the film. But I'm the only one that's talking presidential now. When I'm talking about Haiti. When I'm talking about this hemisphere. We're talking about Cuba. when I'm talking about Putin. I was the one that told you about Putin and the dog. You think that means nothing. It means everything. Putin knew his image could not use any more damage. So that guy holding the dog looking like the devil, looking like a demon, and he did, with that grin on his face. Putin jumped up and grabbed the dog out of his hand because he did not want to keep sitting there grinning at this guy grinning, holding the dog by the scruff of the neck, the puppy. What child have you seen he embraced and kissed on the forehead? Or hugged a mother? None! Little Red Pootie Hood, we know him very well. These people don't like me. That's why I told you they're going to poison me before I got to the hospital. They poisoned me. And laughed. I told you they laughed. The woman laughed. And I wonder, what's so funny? Asked for a towel to wash up and so forth. 2 days, no towels coming. That's because they think they can get away with doing what they want to do. That's what happened in Haiti. They thought they could get away with so much doo-doo in Haiti that the people are rebelling now in the street, firing guns all over the place. Pretty soon they're going to be trying to take over the American embassy. No matter how many troops there, barbecue is going to go over there and going to try to smoke you out. You're going to think you're a smoke ham. You put up a shut up. When you set the troops there, they should know why the American boys and girls were there. And they weren't there for fun and games with Dick and Jane. Ashish. So I'm here giving you the best that I can give you. And I tell you, that is what each one of you need to talk to your congressman about. If you get Putin, if you get Trump or Biden to come your way, a town hall meeting and so forth, if you could ask questions, ask them. Why you never speak about Haiti? Why you never speak about Cuba? You only speak about Mexico. That's the only country you know about. We know of a few days ago, President Trump, and I'm going to call him president today, I usually don't, thought that Venezuela was a man. He started talking about Venezuela was a living entity. It was a being. I catch myself too quickly. Ain't no way I'm going to let something like that come out of my mouth and I don't catch myself. So people are asking, do he really think that Venezuela is a person and not a place? Nishish. None of these people can beat Larry Lamont's. I may be sitting here raggedy and sitting here poor and eating sardines and Vienna sausage, but I got more sense than all of them put together. Had demonstrated it time after time. Everything I say come to be. I don't like it to come to be, but I'm telling you, if they let the Kenyans and let the Russians and let the Chinese and the Koreans move into Haiti and control Haiti, it's going to be a bitch. They don't have to move weaponry in there. They can go in there talking about, we're going to do humanitarian aspect. You don't take care of your own country. How in the world are you going to go into Haiti and control their country? Your leaders are corrupt. How are your policemen going to go there and police the streets when they don't police their own streets without beating and killing their people? Raping the women, feeling on the women and the little girls. These are things that it's on camera. And there's no punishment because the chief is doing it. The police board is doing it. And that's his brother and a member of his tribe and so forth. So he cannot get somebody that's a pedophile out of a job. See, they don't want to mess with Mr. Larry because Mr. Larry ain't scared of none of them. I tell it like it is. You got the worst people in the world there that's doing things in Liberia, giving guns to little children to become soldiers. That's what's happening in Liberia now. Happening in Haiti like it was in Liberia with Charles and so forth and others that took over the government. Before. And then they believe in witchcraft. They drink blood. They may take a human heart and eat it. Eat it raw. Because they think it's giving them medicinal power. These are things that you're going to have on your doorstep that you're going to have now. We look at Haiti and they look and talk about the zombies and the witch doctors and Madame Zuzu and so forth like that. And she's going to put a hex on you with a chicken foot because they saw it in a James Bond movie or whatever. Not knowing that the majority of people don't believe in that. But the ones who can be told to pick up a weapon against his brother to tell on his mother and his father to take bread out of the mouths of a widow, milk out of the mouths of babies, and laugh about it, then kill them. This is what we're going to have on our doorsteps. We got to have a State Department that, as I told you, is the worst department in the United States government. Every year is the United States State Department. We can very seldom get somebody like a Kissinger and so forth in a position that knows what they're doing, a marshal or so that knows what they're doing. Even with a Colin Powell or Condoleezza Rice or others, because they were doing the work of minions of bad men telling them what to do, their legacy was messed up. Powell gone on now, Condoleezza still, and she's keeping quiet. She's not going to let you mess up what she got now. She's at least got something going on for her. She's not that ambitious to say, I'm going to mess that up, trying to get something else. So you don't see her come out and say, well, I'm running for president. They're talking about Pence maybe run as a third party president now. He says today is no way that he will support Donald Trump. He shouldn't support Donald Trump. No thinking man or woman should support Donald Trump. And I think that it's getting to the place that we even should feel that way about Joe Biden. But when it comes between the two, probably you'll pick Biden. Because we don't know how many years God has for him and how long he can stay elusive. He may be able to do another 4 years. We're saying he can't. Hell, Pappy had a stroke 20 years, and after that, lived for over 20 years before he passed at 103. They thought he was going to go then. He didn't go nowhere. Got well enough to go back fishing and doing what he wanted to do and messing with me and mama and so forth. So because somebody's elderly doesn't mean they're dumb. And that's like I told a lady coming in here. I'm poor because y'all got me and keep me poor. I'm now weak because you made me sick. Sicker than I was. I don't want you to come back. I want you to leave and don't come back. I protect myself. Nothing wrong with my mind. Ain't that much wrong with my body. It won't be. You need a walker. You need cane. I don't need no walker cane. I walk without a walker and a cane. I don't have any problems. But they wanted to see me on that, so I perceive and look like a little old man. They got in their mind what they wanted to do, and I imagine the white folks told her what to say when she came here. I know the game very well. So I let her know, when you go, I don't want to see you again. I don't regret none of it. You got to be able to look out for yourself. That's why I'm saying here, the president should be able to ascertain if they got the president out of the country of Haiti and got him so scared he can't go back in, maybe he needs help. They have not explained what is the government in Haiti now. Who is running the show? Who's running the army? Who is running the police departments? Is a barbecue running the whole thing? The barbecue is the president. You have abdicated the presidency and they have taken over. If Biden had let it be known that ain't gonna be no barbecue, no pig feet, no ham hocks, whatever, it's gonna take over anything because it's a democracy and the people speaks. Where's the vice president? Where's the others who are in charge? The mayor, the person in charge, you know, of the government. We hear nothing about the leadership because they don't give a damn. They tell you about the people in the street. They relish at telling you about the street. Now, of course, they want to tell you about Mr. Barbecue because then you get a good laugh. But if we had done our humanitarian acts prior to the takeover, there would have been more people in the street fighting to help the soldiers against the rebels. This whole program had to be about that because I think it's very, very serious. I listen, it's one of the most serious aspects now, just like Israel and Gaza, just like Ukraine and Russia. We look at last week how many spies we had to deal with. I warn you about the spies. How many spies we had to deal with? One said he was a spy for 20 years. Sheesh. I told you about these people that feel superior to you. So if Haiti go down, you got these people like Trump and so forth will laugh about it. Didn't Trump say that he hoped that Putin takes over the world? He's mad at us because We didn't kiss his ass. So he said he hopes Putin kill us all, subjugate us all to his whim? Or did I think I heard that? Sheesh. His mind didn't tell him to say, look, you got to deal with me if you deal with my people. He told him, you go ahead and do what you want to do. We buddies. I understand you. You understand me. And that would be what would happen if you had Donald Trump as president. He would welcome anybody to go into Haiti and tear it up, kill the people, rape the women, and laugh about it. Because he's stupid. Mentally ill. I just come out and say it. Has nothing to do with cognizant. The guy's just a fool. You don't make that many mistakes and not being mentally incompetent. I mean, everybody has a misstep or misspeak a word or say something or maybe even get facts wrong. But when somebody just talks stupid like tell the greatest dictator in the world today, kill them all. You know you got a fool on your hand. You know, I tell you like how Cat Williams looked, turned around, looked at him, and I looked, turned around, looked at him. Every white person, everybody, Trump shirt, everybody else needs to be turning around. They need to take their red hats off and put them right on the table with the red ties. And he's just talking and talk like Hitler and Mussolini and so forth. And they walking out, backing out, trying to get to their cars. And he find out he's the only one in the auditorium talking that doo-doo that Daddy was saying. And he's going to continue to talk it, just like he tweets. 300, 400 tweets a night. Why? I started it all. I don't tweet that much a week. As a matter of fact, I don't tweet at all. I haven't tweeted since I got back on it and won't. And now they've gone down. Like I told you they would. They are defeated because you did Larry Lamar's wrong. Now you have $44 billion worth of a chat room just for a few people come on and say a few things and that's it. Usually dirty, filthy things or Africans and so forth. Some of them talking stupid. Sheesh. But the world leaders are gone. The people that were there because Larry Lamont was talking and posting and saying things, they all dried up when you did me wrong. I told you it would. It's just like I said, the color purple. Celia said, you're never going to be blessed until you do right by me. So now he's talking about what he wants to do to other people. So the only way I'll come back is if I'm paid. Which it should have been in the first place. You were wanted to pay somebody else, and now you wanted to pay Don Lemon to host the show when it should have been Larry DeMoss in the first place. You picked him. I don't know if I wouldn't ask you the same damn question, but he asked, but until you pay me, I won't be back. I'll watch or look and see what you do. I'll come on maybe once every few days to see what's happening. And it's a bleak, dead desert. It was flowering. I had it, matter of fact, years ago, I had it bumping. There was nothing like Twitter. Twitter beat Facebook, beat AOL, it beat MySpace, it beat all of them. And they got to the point that they thought that I had to do what I was doing for free. the big corporations and stars and so forth. I brought some of the biggest stars as who were child stars, and folks had forgot about them. I brought them back. They were given mugs and T-shirts to everybody else that hadn't done a damn thing. I'm talking about them. Hey, it's the so-and-so. Hey, it's blah, 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 blah. So they go from zero people to millions of people watching them. I said, well, since you don't need me, I'm gone. And you ain't heard from them since. I've not seen a post from some of these people, from that child star and others since, on Twitter. None of the businesses that was on Twitter that I had rocking, giving away free cars and TVs and vacations and stuff, that was started because me. It wasn't started because of Trump or Obama or Biden. It was started because of what I had created on AOL and so forth. I knew I could do again. And I could do it again. So I got that talent and others. If CAA want to know what my talents are, I make billionaires. I make nations. I could look at the rocket that's getting ready to be blasted off and say, hey, I'm spotting a defect in it. They know Mr. Larry talked, they pull it back to the assembly building and tear it apart and fix it up again, saying it needed to be fixed. Nobody else could see that. Nobody in Mission Control watching the monitors. The people that were standing outside the rocket couldn't see it. But me being that observant, they don't like that. You know, remember I told you the white professor told me in college, you're very observant. Because I knew the crap they were trying to do. He said, you're very observant. Anybody tell you that before? And I told him, yeah. And he started telling me about things and asking me, and I started telling what I knew. And he tried to make me out to be a fool. I had to be crazy. I looked it up and I didn't see it. I said, well, that's just the way it is. It's not listed. But it's true. And since then, like I told you last year, because it was made public, they were talking about it on television and so forth. This television program was made by a gentleman who graduated from my high school. Had the same drama coach. And she thought I was better than he and others that were on TV and in movies and so forth, and thought I would go far in it. And he couldn't find this man. I said, well, he made this program so and so and so and so. I'm not going to say it now again. They were talking about this guy and they gave his name. And I wonder if he saw that or heard it. But he thought I had to be a fool. And I just smiled and let him have his way of thinking, because I know the truth. There's no way that he could prevent the truth from coming out. Another thing you see now, you see these young kids that's on some of these programs like Nickelodeon and so forth, alleging sexual and a work job harassment. I told you that before. I didn't know the individual things, but I saw how they treated especially the young girls. Made them, especially the black girls and Asian girls and so forth, sex objects for the white boys. You know, they got a commercial now that burns me up. Talking about some things. I'm not going to mention the product, but the basement and so forth. And a little white boy talking about, maybe I can dance with so-and-so in the basement. And he's dancing with a little black girl. They think that kind of stuff is cute. Like I was telling you yesterday about 911. Or a little white boy telling the black father with a potato chip commercial, your daughter is a good kisser. All those things are made to make you mad, to piss you off, to insult your intelligence. You may not have sense enough to know if you standing there laughing at it, thinking it's funny. And I got the Cat William look on my face trying to say, huh? What was the joke? I didn't hear it. I got a taste for a weenie. I think I'm going to make me, boil me some weenies and put me little relish on it, little onions on, little mustard on it. Oh, yes, I'm going to tear it up. Yes, indeed. Netflix and chill. I think I'm going to watch the Shirley Chisholm movie and see, I hate to say and call it a lie, but it's going to start out a lie because it ain't going to mention me. I don't know. Maybe she says the same thing, but they just don't say me. Let's hope that she at least do that in the film. And we'll be back to see you on Monday. Hope nothing goes on that we had to come back beforehand. If we have to, we will do that. I'm going to get up and get me the pappy called Frankfurters, the Franks. Put them on and just go put them in some water and boil them. Old-fashioned boil. I ain't going to roast and all this other stuff to them and tear them up. Yes, indeed. You want to join me? Sheesh. We're about ready to get up and get out of here for another day, another occasion. You know, you listen to the House of Letter of My Eyes, where you always get a double help of the justice and truth. And I tell you, we are here only to serve you. I don't have to talk to hear myself talk. I'm not that egotistical. I know I'm great. I know how my voice sounds. I got my knowledge in my head, so I don't have to say it and speak it for it to manifest. But I'm here for you. I'm here for those that laugh at me and give me no attention. Why don't you join the Letter Miles fan club or become a patron? We're going to get those things going like we should. They're up and going now, but I'm going to try to get some other things going along with them. They heard me, the program, and they're going to try to clear up some of the things and so forth. If they want to do that, that's fine with me. Some of the technical things with the program. I'm not doing it and not getting paid. This is good enough for you. You can make out what I'm saying. If I got a new mic, I'm going to get some other equipment when I could stay out of the hospital and stay away from these folks, the crazy people. Maybe get me a little car. I'm doing pretty good on saving my money. Well, you listen to the House of Larry Lamont, so you always get a double up of justice and truth. I told you what Pappy used to say. Pappy used to say that Reverend Cook say, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.